Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. Here is Jeff Pilgrim to commence another chapter of Office Wife.
I've been following Palmer and Stella Bronson for about 20 miles, from Stella's flat to the water's edge at Plumage Lake. I had to get the chap to himself in a secluded spot. And this was the only way Stella and I could manage it. It's not very pleasant. But Stella dangled a little dalliance in front of him in the form of a moonlight drive. So here we are, just the three of us, 10 miles from anywhere. Very soon I'm going to wring some admissions out of Harry Palmer if I have to knock him silly to do it. But that shouldn't be necessary, because you'll think we're alone. We won't be. Stella Bronson will be on hand listening. Well, here we go.
What? Now, look here, Pilgrim. Don't think you can get tough with me.
Will you get out of that car, or do I have to drag you out of it?
Jeff, what are you doing here?
Keep out of this, Stella. Come on, Palmer, make a move.
We're getting out of here.
You're not moving this car an inch. Let's have that key.
Get your hands off.
Jeff!
All right, Palmer, you asked for it. Now, get out.
Have you gone mad, Jeff?
This is no affair of yours, Stella. Keep out of it.
You'll pay for this.
All right. You're out of your car. You'd have saved yourself one on the jaw if you'd got out of your own accord. Now then, Stella, get going. Start up and get going, because Harry and I have a little business I think you'd much rather not see.
Stella, don't go.
Better do as I say, Stella.
No. Don't leave me here alone. He's crazy, Stella. Stella, don't leave me.
I won't wait all night.
Harry, I'm frightened.
You've reason to be.
I'll go and bring someone.
If you've any sense, Stella, you won't come back. I'll drive Palmer home when I'm finished with him. Now, get going.
No, stay here.
I'm getting away while I can.
Stella! Stella!
It's no use shouting, old boy. She's going.
What do you want?
You know what I want. I'd like a few details about just how you got me into this jam, Palmer. I don't want to sound or act like a gangster, but we're going to hear from you, old boy. So make up your mind.
You're off your head.
No. Let's start off, shall we? When did you go to Port Kensider? When did you take that post office box? What became of the letter from Benny Puller you showed me? And when did you forge it? Who paid $2,000 into my bank by an open check I'd had drawn for Mr. Joseph Barker? The Mr. Barker who doesn't exist. The Mr. Barker you cooked up to get me 3 years for embezzlement. Come along, Harry. Let's have some answers.
I'm telling you, Jeff, you're off your head.
Have it your own way.
No!
Now get your hands up.
You'll get an extra year for this.
It'll be a pleasure. How did you work it? Come on, there's no one about. Just the two of us, Palmer. No one to overhear us, just you and me. I'll pound you to a jelly if I have to.
What good's it going to do you?
At least I'll have the satisfaction of knowing how you went about it. Are you going to talk, or do I have to knock your block off? You're after Marcia, aren't you? Marcia and the firm. So you have to get me out of the way. That's the scheme, isn't it?
You'll go up for 3 years, whatever I tell you, Pilgrim. And by that time, you'll be divorced.
Are you going to tell me the lot? No? All right, here it comes again. And if you want to make a fight of it, so much the better.
Now, look here, just a minute.
You forged that letter, didn't you? Come on, out with it. You forged that letter from Benny Puller, didn't you?
No.
And then destroyed it,
no.
Didn't you? You can own up. It'll be your word against mine.
Steady on. You want me to choke?
You did forge that letter and destroy it.
All right. Get your hands off me. I'll tell you. Someone coming.
Confound it.
Now let's see how tough you can get. There's a car coming.
Police here. Where's your car?
A few yards back along the track, officer. What is it?
Oh, just checking on cars, that's all. A stolen sedan was seen out this way. Hello, I know you. You're Pilgrim, out on bail.
That's right. What about it?
What's going on here? You two been roughing each other up? Hey, Bill, shine the spot on these two, will you? You blokes pick a funny place to mix it. What's your name?
My name's Palmer, officer. This man drove up, dragged me out of my car, forced the young lady with me to drive away, and then...
Well, what? Looks as though we came on the scene at just the right time. What do you say about it, Pilgrim?
That's what happened. And if you hadn't come along, I might have got myself out of it. What's the use? I'm going, and as for you, Palmer, you can find your own way back to town.
Well, don't be in such a hurry, Pilgrim. You there, Palmer, do you want to prefer charges?
Charges of what?
Didn't you say he'd assaulted you? Dragged you out of your car and so on?
Well, he's in enough trouble already, officer. I'd rather just forget it.
What's become of your own car and your girl?
Oh, she drove off to bring someone back.
Well, it sounds screwy to me, but if you want to let him off, there's nothing I can do.
Oh, you heading back to the main road?
Well, you want a lift, eh? That could be arranged.
Oh, thanks a lot, officer. Well, cheerio, Jeff. Better luck next time. I'll be seeing you in jail.
Yes, you might at that.
Let's go.
Another 3 minutes and I'd have had him. Another 3 minutes, that's all I needed. After this, there won't be a next time. Not with Stella around to listen. How can you beat such filthy luck?
Jeff, I could have screamed. I heard everything. Those great hulking boots driving up looking for stolen cars. Palmer was terrified. He was on the point of admitting he'd forged that letter with me there listening.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Stella, will you shut up?
Well, what are we going to do now? We'll never get another opportunity.
What did you do when the police came on the scene?
I made a bolt for Palmer's car. I only drove it about 100 yards and then sneaked back through the trees. And when the police turned up, I ran away for my life. I drove the car to Palmer's flat and waited for him.
So Palmer hasn't a clue about us tonight?
Oh, he doesn't dream that I was listening. No, Jeff, if only those beasts had stayed away for 1 minute more.
So long as Palmer doesn't suspect you, we've still a chance.
But after tonight, if you get him somewhere and threaten him, he'll only laugh at you.
I know. What am I going to do?
Jeff, there's always Millie Moffat.
What can she do?
Well, she and Palmer used to be as thick as thieves. She must know something. And she's madly in love with the hound. We might just persuade her to give him away.
She'd be likely to do that, wouldn't she?
If she were made jealous enough.
Yes. By Jove, yes.
And here's another idea. Palmer pinched some of Benny Puller's letterhead to forge that letter for you. But just suppose he didn't use it all. There might still be a sheet or two in one of his drawers.
Palmer would look funny with Puller Corporation notepaper in his flat, wouldn't he?
So why shouldn't I make an opportunity to conduct a little search?
Could you?
Now, would Harry Palmer object if I called at his flat one night? And if he's called away for 10 minutes by a bogus phone call, would he be likely to kick me out while he's gone? Come along, darling, cheer up.
Should I suppose, instead of feeling sorry for myself. Look, Stella, I better get back to the hotel. It's getting late.
All right, dear. Remember, you're a long way from finished yet. A long, long way.
I'm 2 weeks and 5 days from being finished. I still have that.
And something else. You still have me, Jeff. Always.
Just on 12. Oh, 12. Where's my key?
Hello, Jeff. I've been waiting for hours.
Marcia. How did you know I was staying here?
Does it matter? I'm here. I see you've got your clothes here. When did you go back to the flat?
I collected the rest of my stuff this afternoon.
Oh.
What is it, Marcia? We haven't much to say to each other, have we?
No, Jeff. Practically nothing.
Oh. Why come calling at the witching hour of midnight?
This evening I made up my mind to ask you something, and I couldn't wait.
Then don't wait now. What is it?
Jeff, you're in a position to make life very hard for me.
I have not the slightest desire to make life hard for you, my dear.
With all the evidence against you, I hate the thought, but they say you'll be in jail for years. They say that your lawyer, Guy Stubbs, is wasting his time defending you, Jeff. You haven't a chance.
Well? And they're asking you to cry over it, Marcia?
There's no need to be hurried. I'm only trying to say... Well, Jeff, I don't want to be a grass widow all the time you're in jail, and I don't want to be married to a criminal.
You want a divorce?
Yes. If you don't make it easy for me, you can ruin my life. You could hang on to me forever if you wanted to, and I'm only asking you, Jeff, because I can't see any sense in us going on and on.
And I don't see any sense in you going on and on. You want a divorce. Very well. You can have it, and as soon as you please.
You won't stand in the way?
Certainly not. It'll be a pleasure.
I thought... Well, I thought you might say no or something. I won't stay any longer.
You thought I might hang on to you because of your uncle's money, seeing that I'd already tried to grab some of it by swindling him. That's right, isn't it?
I didn't say anything of the kind.
You don't have to. At this stage of the game, Marcia, I can laugh at you loud and long. And I'll still be laughing at you when the wedding bells ring out for you and my good friend, my tried and trusted friend, Harry Palmer. So, good night, Marcia. Happy dreams. I'd feel better about it if I could have meant that farewell speech to Marcia, but I didn't. I didn't mean a word of it. Not that it matters, because as far as I can see, the future hangs on the jealousy of Millie Moffat. Can we get the proof we need about Palmer through Millie Moffat? The next few days should tell.
We invite you to listen to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.